The diffuse gusset. The diffuse gusset by the mad dinosaur, Demiathan. My friends are all around me, but they only breathe through fear. This writing is from the lyricist Keith Reed, and I am in his position now. I have friends, or rather they have me. Although everything may be written, there are things which, as reading of the prophets should inform you of all meaning, may not. The time is out of season, my conscience is out of joint, and the weather is affecting my bones in a strange way. In a strange way, the cottage is not a house. In my past life I have lived in all the houses I have been in, and have failed to leave through the door by which I entered, being in no way averse to the entrance favoured by random people. Consultation! Before my eyes dance the dots of travesties perpetrated in deference to the art of wheresoever. In part, those cheated in the tepid mart. I have no plans for the future, I have no grip on the present, and I have no roots in the past. I am, as it were, a child in time, a true child, in so far as I am weaned of no father, nor of no mother neither. I am in every sense a double exposure of the sun on the image of my soul, on the image of the morning, on the counterfeit of ecstasy in the lover's eye. And in the lover's eye. I am a child in time, in space, for I occupy the space vacated by my parents. These are the magic vows I shall not repeat. They are truly people in no sense whatsoever. Fucus, I shun the shore. Plummy, my blood shall flow in the tunnels of others, and in my tunnels shall flow the vain remembrance of the time when music was unsound, and I played among the albatri in the hands of the god Salamander. I was then warm. I lived in the islands. My mother was brown. I was betrothed at the age of 4. I ate fish. I loved only a dog with 4 legs, and I moved quietly to avoid arousing the wrath of my grandfather. He was in charge. He had a bird painted on his brow. He had a cat painted on his hand. He would never scratch his hand. He died when I poisoned him. They told me it was wrong. Perhaps that is why I am where I am now. Certainly, if I had served, as did my sisters, I should have been sacrificed. Ah, but it is stupid to pretend that I am happy alone. Here I am, alone. I am not on my own. My friends are all around me. Under pain of repetition, they will speak what I first said to them. I am he, as you are me. Yet B is only to E, as I am to thee, except one. I am no fox, and I am all but a better diet. There is trouble among my friends. It springs, some would say, from consciousness of sin. I imagine that it springs, you doxy, from a knowledge of the individual members of the body, which I shall now relate. First, the head. Once I was travelling on a train opposite a woman in blue who presently began to make the most curious advances. She left that carriage and did not return, and yet I remember what happened next. My knowledge of the events were coloured by the knowledge that in no sense was I a real observer, nor was my responsibility to those who loved me, nor were my thanks due to the cat which took her place, playfully clad in a pair of old cotton stockings worn by the wind and the rain which brought me here, in the darkness of old night on an earthenware, nay, homespun mat. Here I shall abrogate, here I shall be. He spoke through the corners of his mouth. I can't tell what is happening now. The Lydians are in my house, the Welsh operator, the cash register, the toy bat. I am the cash register. He who boiled my privates shall rue the day, and the private who boiled the day shall rue his own mulling, if not soiling, of the wife of the captain of the dance, the inceptive doss house, the seat of reason, the cap of the caffeine detector. Keep me awake. The second part of the body is the skull, the bit of the head which is left when you are dead. Most of the people there have been are dead today. Zero gravity has taken its toll of lessons. Sausage. There is no chance of necks begetting other necks. Amoeba-like, they support the head, and then through simple fatigue they relax, and the head falls, and death ensues. How strange that the analogy can be extended into the cerebral matter, which informs our every action as the neck muscles rise into the interior of the head, and thus the skull. Little animals dwell inside the skull. It is their task to take the messages to the nether regions of the frame, and they scurry busily about, also to give the illusion of warmth in the corpse. This function is important, and I purpose to make it my career when such a need arises and money must be earned. An old man, his coat loosely tied and a decaying hat atop his head, is taking me to the cinema to see a horror film. And the trees which line the avenue are now turning grey, and hair under hats atop the neck must give way to the spring. The avenues of sense, once towers, are a boulevard haunted by those who should know better, the rich. Rich people have not necessarily more money than sense. They have no necessity either. They are kind people. They mix happily with Cadillac owners, with the rich, and with composers of boguish songs. Don't mix with me. I shall leave you alone. Candelabras, top hats, velvet grapes, the can-can performed in 57 varieties and in the obvious subtitle subtlety. I cannot endure it, the Gifford, the Good, the Gully, the Yulu, too young to die, perhaps too old to live in a youth hostel. 10,000 saw I at a glance. My hat! The hat is mine, it is my hat, not your hat, the hat of me and of the null you. The hat is mine, it is on my head, my hat is mine, my head is mine, therefore the hat is mine, as are my other appendages. My hat is clever, it is a witless hat to those who show no interest in it, my hat. It is mine, this hat, look at it, see how it esteems me, see how it is happy on my hat stand, on my very head. It pleases me, and I it. The ideal master-pet relationship. One person loves it, me. Can't live alone, got to have my hat, yeah. The hat is mine. Give it good homage. The hat is in limbo. I love no hat but him. Mabel is the hat. The hat is mine. My hat, my hat, mine! Who shall part us? We are together as Becula with Typhoid Mary. Tup. Tup. Hat! I shall take you on my holiday. You deserve it. You are alive with the blood of hats. The lymph of hats flows in your hatband. Oh, hat! Hatless am I not. See this hat. Observe it well. Shun it not. It is my hat. A kipper is on its brim. The kipper is here. My hat tempts me. All other hats are stupid, unthinking, idiotic, insensitive, greedy, filthy, absorbent, gutless, creased, fat, ungroomed, threefold, semantic, bad, disastrous, dogmatic, querulous, lofty, rubbishy, apologetic, retrospective, astronomical, poetic, greasy, unthinking, idiotic, insensitive, greedy, gutless, creased, goofy, limp, ghastly, poor old grim, pithy, toppish, Gillian Norfolk, shimmering, hourly thin, jubilant, rotund, Russian, swish, warbling, culinary, disastrous, querulous, hungry pederasts.